Unit 12, Lesson 1, Exercise 4B, 4D.
Today, we look at why Britain might have connections with so many countries around the world. Here to explain more is Gail Capp. Gail?
Thank you, Terry. Let's have a brief look at the history of British Empire. Let's for a moment go back to the 15th century. Here, in the middle of the world, is England, a tiny little country with a big idea to take over everyone else and become really, really powerful. So, in 1583, a brave chap, Humphrey Gilbert, sails across the Atlantic Ocean and lands in a Newfoundland called Newfoundland. He claims it for England, and so the empire begins. Ta-da! Later, in Stuart times, the British go back across the Atlantic, and this time they claim Canada and the Caribbean, and, most importantly, the east coast of America. Everything is going awfully, awfully well. But not for long. The United States declare independence. And not only did they declare it, they fight for it. And they win. So Britain has to go and try its luck somewhere else. Fortunately, Captain Cook discovers Australia, and Britain says, "We'll have that." And also decides they will also have New Zealand, and in addition, large countries like Papua New Guinea, lots of smaller islands and territories in the Pacific, and a bit of Asia, including India and Sri Lanka. After, Britain wins the Napoleonic Wars against the French Empire in 1815, and, as a result, the winners, Britain, Spain, and the Netherlands, share the French colonies. Britain gets Malta, Mauritius, and a couple of trophies in the Caribbean. Historians call the period between 1815 and 1914 Britain's Imperial Century. This is when about 26 million square kilometres of territory and roughly 400 million people were added to the British Empire. In Africa, for example, by the time World War I breaks out, the third of all Africans are ruled by the British, from Cairo in Egypt to Cape Town in South Africa. And if we look at the planet now, a third is run by one tiny island. What a sight! But, believe it or not, this doesn't last forever. First, Australia, Canada, and Egypt demand to be recognised as independent countries. So, they're out of the empire. Soon after that, when World War II comes to its end, Britain wins, but was completely broke. And you can't have an empire without money, especially when people don't want you there in the first place. So, India leaves. And everyone else is not far behind. It's 1948, and Ireland goes. See you, Ireland! And then Sudan. Bye, Sudan! And then Cyprus, and South Africa, and Zanzibar, and Malta, and Singapore, and Fiji, and Hong Kong, and more big and small chunks get on their way out of the empire. The empire falls apart. Sorry, Britain, but you've been really great in building and maintaining your empire for centuries.
That was Gail Capp with his report on the British Empire. Next time, he'll tell us what legacies Britain left behind in its former colonies.